Okay, everyone. So literally on every interview you've ever heard with us, people are like, community, community, community. But like, what the hell does that mean? What does it mean to be in a community or to start a community? And that's why we brought our man Ty on. We had to redo this one because our shit was fucked up. But Ty is joining us and we're going to get right into it right after this.
Look, are you interested in investing or collecting NFTs, but are overwhelmed with all the information? Heather and I, we're true NFT newbies. We're going to break it down as we're learning, as we wander unafraid into the world of digital art.
Listen, y'all, we're going to cure you of your FOMO, mildly educate you, and give our unqualified opinions, and hopefully have a lot of laughs along the way. Hey, y'all. Welcome to today's episode. My name is Heather Parody, and I'm here with my amazing, incredible co-host, Rich Cardona. And we have Ty Greenfield from Based Fish Mafia with us today to answer the pressing question, how in the world do we build a community? It's funny, Rich, just on the airplane yesterday, I was sitting next to some young man, incredible talent, has a big vision, but he said, I am so intimidated by the thought of building a community. I don't know how to get people to talk to each other. I don't know if I'm interesting enough. I don't know the technical aspect of it. And I said, listen, friend, we're going to have an episode coming up for you. Ty Greenfield, tell us a little bit about what you do with Based Fish Mafia.
Well, I am the social media manager for Based Fish Mafia. I'm also a moderator in our Discord, and you know, everybody on the team wears many hats, so we do a little bit of everything.
So real quick, everyone, before we get into community building, we were warming up and I was telling Ty, I was like, dude, I've been trying to buy some fish. Like, I love them. I'm like, really? Like, it's not just because we're affiliated with them. I'm like, I really, really enjoy it, especially the new animations. But I was like, I can't pay double in gas with what I would buy in ETH. And your suggestion was what, Ty?
Well, yeah, with ETH soaring, I mean, even when it's not, you know, going up, the best time to buy is from like 11 p.m. to like 7 a.m. That is when you're going to get your best gas price. And you just have to keep checking, you know, check the gas, you know, try and buy the, you know, the fish or the NFT, whatever you're buying, and see what the gas is. If it's too high, check back 10 minutes later. Just it's a process. Even when ETH isn't climbing at those times.
If you were a newbie and you're like, what is gas? We will make sure it linked up in the show notes. We have an intro episode on what is gas. But Ty, tell us a little bit about the community aspect. Is community necessary, or can I just be a freaking awesome artist and rely completely on that?
Well, we've seen in the past that just, you know, amazing artwork and a really good artist or a celebrity is not everything it takes to have a successful project. It takes community.
So like Heather's built communities in other platforms, but this is like a completely different animal. Like as if NFTs weren't crazy enough, you know, if I'm starting from scratch or we're starting from scratch, you know, how are we going to start to build a following if we're just moderately known at best? Like if you had steps or anything like that, what would that look like?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, after, you know, the artwork, you guys have a plan figured out, you're going to want to create a Discord.
Do I have to, account. Ty? Does it have to be Discord?
Well, that is where the community goes to interact. That is where the community goes to see what's happening with the project, the drops, you know, sharing the artwork, talking about the artwork, or the NFTs. I mean, yeah, that's basically where your project is going to live, in the Discord.
Heather and I want to start a project, and we're like, Discord, let's do this. Like, what the hell do we, I don't even know what that means besides getting sucked into the vortex of the NFT world. Yeah. What do we do? And how do you even start inviting people? How do you know who's going to be interested?
Well, you get yourself a Twitter account for the project. It would also be good to have an Instagram too. I mean, it's good to spread your project out in, you know, as many social platforms as you can, just to get the project out there and the brand. So yeah, you're gonna want to create a Twitter, and hopefully you've put together a team. You know, you have a few people helping you with the project. where, you know, a store starts from scratch. You're going to want to, you know, post 2 to 3, 4, 5 times a day about the project, maybe throw some sneak peeks, some giveaways, and you're going to want to follow hashtags, NFT hashtags, like NFT community, NFT drop, you know, all the really popular NFT hashtags, and you're going to want to engage with NFT posts. You're going to want to comment, you're going to want to like.
So you're saying to build a community, I got to be a part of the community.
Yeah, you got to be a part of the community for sure.
How do you choose like who you're going to engage with?
Well, typically, like, let's say you're starting out and you see a post with like 900 likes, you're going to get lost in the fray of all the people commenting and all that. So you're going to want to find some like middle of the road, where it's got just, you know, 20, 30 likes, throw a comment in there. And hopefully people, you know, people will see your comment. They'll engage back with you. They're going to check out your page, your Twitter page. And that you want to have your Discord link, your website link. And, you know, hopefully it catches on from there. And, you know, you're going to want to set up your Discord to where you have like a general chat, where you have your roadmap, your announcements. And, you know, it's an uphill battle. It's a lot of work. You're going to want to get a team together of people that, you know, believe in the project.
The young man who I was sitting next to on the plane, he said, I'm afraid I'm going to put stuff out there and people won't comment and interact. How do you get the conversation going from like the very beginning?
Well, you're going to, you know, hopefully you have a team. So if you post something about the project, like let's say you throw a sneak peek up there and it's some of the artwork, you know, you're going to want to get your team to start a little bit of the conversation and have them retweet. Retweeting is a big deal too, and using hashtags. So, you know, that's hopefully it catches on. I mean, the market is very saturated. There's a lot of projects and there's a lot of drops every day. So it takes the right equation, I guess. I mean, it takes the right holders, the right people in the project to keep it going.
And like, here's what I'm taking away so far is strength in numbers, right? Like you better have a squad.
Yeah.
But what happens if you, Heather, you know, Greg and I are on a project and then Sally, Mary, and Margaret.
Why do y'all let it be women?
Hey,
Steven, Lamangelo, and DePoopsy. And and two of those dudes, Heather, they're not commenting on shit. And we're like, hey, dude, we're trying to launch here.
Yeah.
We're trying to build a community. What do you say?
Like jump in their DMs and be like, hey, man, like, are you in or out? Because we're, you know, we need all hands on deck.
How familiar are you all at the beginning of a project then? Like, I see so many base fish mafia logo, not like profile pictures on Twitter, and I'm like, dude, these guys are like, it's real, like it's a lot of strength. Oh, yeah. But like,
well, that's another thing. I mean, you know, we have a bingo contest, and one of the ways to cross off one of your squares was to put a base fish as your profile picture. And that's nice. that's good marketing thing that the community can do organically, you know. And you throw the numbered fish in your profile so people know which one it is. I mean, yeah, that's where community comes into play right there.
Was there a community built before y'all launched, like in the Discord?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're definitely going to want, like, before you even set a drop date, you're going to want to get your Discord numbers up. You're going to want to get your Twitter numbers up.
How long were y'all in Discord and Twitter before your drop?
I would say a couple, like a month and a half.
Okay, that's not too bad. I mean, that's not forever.
No, it's not. But now I would, because everything that we knew a couple months ago is the landscape has drastically changed. What worked then is starting to not work now. So, you know, it's always ever changing. So, yeah, you're going to want to get your community built first, even before you set a date for your drop. And, so, you know, there's ways that you can get your project out there, like upcomingnft.net. You can submit your project. And
right, we'll put that in the show notes.
You know, throw it up there as an upcoming drop. Rarity Tools will do the same thing.
Nice.
Hey, y'all, we're going to take a really quick break because we just want to acknowledge that sometimes all of this stuff can be so overwhelming if you are a newbie. You want to get involved in NFTs, but maybe you don't have as much resources and feel overwhelmed with everything there is to learn. That's why we have partnered up with Based Fish Mafia, which is an incredible community who love newbies. They've made it so accessible to get involved in NFTs through several different ways. First of all, you can purchase their collection, not only through OpenSea, but also Nifty Gateway, which actually lets you use a credit card. You know that old school money? You can actually use that. Their floor price is super low. They have three different collections that you can choose from. And one of the things that I love the most about them is they're super, super, super invested in education and bridging the gap between brand stinking new to actually collecting NFTs. They do a ton of collaborations with artists. Their most recent was with Robbie Trevino, which was the concept designer at Lucasfilms. How cool is that? And they're constantly doing giveaways for prints, hand paintings, and other rewards. They're just freaking awesome. Everything's linked up in the show notes. We love these guys. Make sure you check out Based Fish Mafia. Let's get back to the show.
I was going to say, when you said you got to get your numbers up, HeatherandRichNFTWorld.com, like what number should we be aiming for Discord and Twitter before we really try and rally the troops?
Well, there's really no set number, but like when people are looking for upcoming drops, they first are going to check out your Twitter. And they're going to want to see, you know, a couple thousand followers.
Shit. Heather, we're screwed.
Shoot.
Yeah. Then they're going to check out your Discord. They're going to head in. They're going to look at the layout. They're going to look at the chat and see how active it is. And, you know, they're going to want to see, you know.
I don't know. We're going to have to pay for some followers, Heather.
Yeah.
At least I will.
It's a lot of work. It takes a village. But yeah, you got to believe in the project, and I believe in Based Fish Mafia. That's why I'm here, and I'm not.
How did you land in this position, and what qualified you, so to speak? And I'm not challenging it. I'm just saying, you were just like, let's go. I want to do it. Like,
I got in the first week. I bought some fish, and you know, I have 14 or 15 fish right now, and I haven't even listed any. I haven't sold them. I'm holding these. I believe in the project. And you know, one of my friends, Poke or Greg, as you know, he said there's a really great project. The artwork is excellent. The artist is well known. The community is great. So I took a look at it and I bought a fish. Actually, you know what? I want a giveaway that they have. Twitter, which is how you get people to the project, especially in the early stages. Mm-hmm. You get people, you know, like the post, retweet the post, and follow the project is how you get entered in these giveaways. So mm-hmm. I won a giveaway, and then I just started buying fish. And you know, I was active in the Discord. You know, I threw some ideas out. And you know, about a month in, you know, they hired from within, which is kind of what you want to do. You want people who are holders. You want people who believe in the project, who have some stake to be part of your team. And they took me on, and I have a background in social media marketing and management. Mm-hmm. I've done, you know, a band, Loser Company, and a few other businesses. So that's kind of nice. How I got on board.
I have one last question on my end, Rich. I honestly, Discord's very confusing for me, and I'm trying so hard to figure it out. Do you have any just kind of quick overall tips for just like a newbie person going into the Discord? One thing that I needed to look for, be prepared for, because it just seems like the wild effing west.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming. You basically just want to go in there and check out the general chat, have a look around, and just, you know, because you're not there in person. I mean, you know, adhere to the rules, but you can say and ask questions and just, you know, throw your NFT up, have people comment on it. I mean, you know, there's not a lot to it. There's a lot going on. And it seems like when our Discord has 17,000 members, that seems like a crazy amount. But
yes,
you know, everybody, for the most part, if you have a great project with a good community, people are there to have a good time. So just relax.
I don't like relaxing time, an uptight kind of gal. Yeah. I want to make things stressful.
I think Heather was lying, by the way. Like, she doesn't get Discord. Like, we get it. It's just, like, suffocating. It's so much. I'm like, I can't keep... It's like, I have actually a reel ready to go on that, Heather. It's a funny one. But anyway. All right, Ty. Ty, where can people find you? Where can people find them damn fish? And then we have one last question for you.
Okay. We are on OpenSea and Nifty Gateway, Base Fish Mafia. We also are on every single social media platform from TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and it's Base Fish Mafia. My personal Twitter account is MaverickMedia15. I run the Instagram and a few of the other social medias. You can always DM me. To our DMs, we reply to our comments. So, yeah.
That's got to be a huge part of it as well.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Yeah, being active and answering when people DM you and replying to comments, engaging, that's huge. People like that a lot.
Okay. Well, we have one final question from our pod deck here. And Heather, do you want me to show it to you and you ask?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
I do. Okay, it says, boom, boom, what upcoming life event are you the most excited about?
Okay. Upcoming life event. Well, you know what? I'm going to say Base Fish Mafia is integrating with Chainlink, and we're super excited about it.
What does that mean in English?
Okay, so Chainlink is, there's only about 118, 120 projects that are involved with Chainlink. And what you can do is you can do staking. There's interactive games with the fish. So we're really excited about it. They have a massive community. Very few projects are involved with Chainlink. So yeah, we're stoked.
We're stoked too. Y'all, see you in the next episode.